You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Tuesday, November 4th, 2025. You ought to know? Disputes, disruptions around FERC's rate index add to industry uncertainty. Published by Emily Mullen. The Liquids Pipeline Rate Index, which the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, uses to adjust the rates charged to shippers on the crude oil, refined products and NGL pipelines it regulates, is the most important rulemaking proceeding for interstate oil pipelines, yet few outside the industry understand its true importance or the mechanics of how it's determined. In today's RBN blog, we take a deeper dive into the rate index, the disruptions caused by recent attempts to adjust it mid-cycle, and how delays in the five-year review process could cause problems down the road. In the first blog in this mini-series, Drifting, we discuss the history of the rate index, including recent litigation. For decades, the rates for transporting liquid fuels, oil, petroleum products, and NGLs on interstate pipelines were regulated by the Interstate Commerce Commission. That changed in 1977, when regulatory oversight for liquid fuels pipelines was transferred to FERC. Then, with the Energy Policy Act of 1992, FERC was directed to develop a simpler, more streamlined approach to rate regulation. FERC complied with the law by issuing Order No. 561, which established the indexed approach, changing maximum allowable capped rates annually through a uniform index, rather than by conducting extensive rate cases. These days, the vast majority of all liquids pipeline rates are capped based on the rate index, meaning that in markets where competition doesn't push the rates lower than the cap, the indexed rate is what's charged. Let's start today's blog with a look at how different types of pipelines are regulated. As we described in our Different Strokes for Different Folks series, Common Carriage, the obligation to provide service to all shippers upon reasonable request, marks the key difference between interstate oil and other petroleum liquids pipelines, which are regulated under the Interstate Commerce Act, or ICA, and their interstate natural gas pipeline counterparts subject to the Natural Gas Act, or NGA. FERC interprets the NGA as necessitating the provision of contract carriage, firm service under signed contracts, at FERC-determined rates, with no obligation to provide service to parties not holding firm contracts unless excess capacity is available. Conversely, for regulated oil pipelines, firm service is the exception, not the rule. As a result, generally applicable tariff rates, as opposed to contract rates, drive oil pipeline revenues. FERC plays a pivotal role as the chief rate regulator. Calculating the rate index. FERC adjusts the rate index each year with inflation, but once every 5 years determines how those annual adjustments will work. The ubiquity of the rate index, about 80% of the oil pipeline industry relies on it, as opposed to cost of service or market-based rates, makes FERC's five-year cycle of rulemaking proceedings to reset the rate index the oil pipeline industry's most important regulatory process. This year, for the first time, the process for setting the rate index is also one of the most uncertain. The current five-year cycle for the rate index ends on June 30, 2026, and new index rates are set to take effect on July 1, 2026. FERC typically initiates a rulemaking for the new rate index about a year in advance, meaning that the process should have commenced in June 2025. The process has yet to start. In its simplest form, the rate index essentially tracks inflation. Which measure of inflation? FERC settled on the Producer Price Index for Finished Goods, or PPIFG, as a proxy for inflation and industry cost changes. Rates in effect as of 1992 generally were deemed to be just and reasonable and grandfathered in, with future rate changes to be made using the rate index, although there are exceptions. A pipeline and its shippers can reach a settlement to set new rates. The pipeline can file a traditional rate case to try to justify new rates based on its cost of service, or the pipeline can try to prove it has no market power and should be able to charge market-based rates. These approaches often require a lengthy hearing process and plenty of legal wrangling, losing the efficiency of the rate index. Since Order No. 561 was issued, and in each successive five-year review, FERC has calculated the rate index using pipeline data submitted in FERC Form No. 6, an annual reporting document filed by nearly all ICA-regulated pipelines. Using what FERC refers to as the CON methodology, FERC calculates cost changes on a per-barrel-mile basis over the prior five-year period, then trims the data set to remove statistical outliers. The CON methodology is named for Dr. Alfred Kahn, best known for his work in regulatory economics, including the deregulation of airlines. In this context, trims means they throw out the high and low values. Once the dataset is established, FERC calculates three measures of the dataset's central tendency, median, mean, and weighted mean, then averages those three measures. The difference between the composite average of growth in costs and the historic PPI-FG over the same five-year period becomes the adjustment to be applied to the forward-looking PPI-FG. This adjustment is also referred to as the adder. The resulting rate index for each year is shown as the orange line and bottom row of the data. Note that the end result is usually more than inflation, but it can be less. Even though the base rate index is intended to remain in place for the full five-year period, the rate index is still adjusted annually for inflation. Every July 1st, a new rate ceiling multiplier, also based on PPI-FG, takes effect, and pipelines must adjust their rates accordingly. Due to record high inflation coming out of the pandemic, the annual multiplier jumped to nearly 10% in 2022 and as high as 14% in 2023, whereas in a typical year the adjustment may fall between 1% and 3%. Pipelines are not obligated to raise their rates to the ceiling level, but they must reduce them if the ceiling falls and their rates are at or above the new ceiling. The mid-cycle review. The rate index is supposed to simplify the rate-setting process, but that hasn't been the case in recent years. The regularity of the rate index hit a major snag with the current five-year index, which FERC set in December 2020 at PPI-FG plus 0.78% following a notice and comment rulemaking that it initiated in June 2020. One of the most contested issues between pipelines and shippers was whether the rate index needed to reflect a 2018 decision by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit, D.C. Circuit, disallowing the recovery of a so-called income tax allowance in pipeline rates if the pipeline was organized as a Master Limited Partnership, or MLP. The FERC majority sided with the pipeline industry on the tax issue. While rehearing requests were filed by shippers seeking a lower rate, FERC took no action prior to the rate index taking effect on July 1, 2021, with the expectation that it would remain in place through June 30, 2026. But in January 2022, 6 months after the current rate index took effect, FERC took the unprecedented step of revising the five-year index downward to PPI-FG minus 0.21%. FERC did not require operators to issue refunds, but directed oil pipelines to retroactively recompute their ceiling levels for July 1, 2021, through June 30, 2022. The unprecedented action was undertaken following President Biden's inauguration, and after a new majority of Democratic FERC commissioners appointed by Biden were confirmed. The Liquid Energy Pipeline Association, or LEPA, a trade association representing many of the carriers subject to the rate index, filed an appeal that was reviewed by the D.C. Circuit. In July 2024, the D.C. Circuit vacated the January 2022 rehearing order in LEPA v. FERC. The court did not discuss the merits of the rehearing order, nor did it condone the rationale provided by FERC in reversing course by reducing the rate index by nearly a percentage point in January 2022. The court instead held that the December 2020 order carried legal consequences beginning on July 1, 2021, and FERC violated the Administrative Procedure Act, a statute that governs federal agency rulemaking procedures, by seeking to modify the rate index without engaging in a new notice and comment rulemaking. It ordered FERC to reinstate the PPI-FG plus 0.78% rate index, which FERC did in September 2024. FERC also directed pipelines to revise their index multipliers for each annual period from July 1 through June 30, beginning on July 1, 2021, back to the PPI-FG plus 0.78% adder. For remaining questions on implementing the current rate index, FERC advised that it would issue a subsequent order. There has been no subsequent order. Instead, FERC issued a supplemental notice of proposed rulemaking in October 2024, suggesting that it wanted to reinstate the PPI-FG minus 0.21% rate index deemed unlawfully set by the D.C. Circuit using an official notice and comment process for the remainder of the five-year period expiring on June 30, 2026. Timely comments were filed by pipeline operators, shipper groups, and trade associations on the merits of the proposal, but the notice remains pending before FERC and no action has been taken to change the current rate index, which would itself be unprecedented if FERC moved forward with the proposal. Regardless, the supplemental notice injected uncertainty into the rate index process. In November 2024, Antero Resources Corporation filed a petition for emergency relief, asking FERC to take action to stop oil pipelines from issuing invoices for or collecting for amounts related to the increased index that resulted from LEPA v. FERC. Shippers have used FERC's inaction on the complaint, as well as the supplemental notice it issued in October 2024, as a reason to not pay invoiced rate increases implemented by certain carriers last fall. In June, Enterprise Products Partners filed a motion for summary dismissal and for expedited action on the Antero complaint with FERC, but it remains pending and some shippers continue to dispute invoices implementing rates that incorporate the PPI FG plus 0.78% rate index. There is little expectation that FERC will act in the supplemental notice that it issued in October 2024 to modify the existing rate index with less than 1 year remaining, but FERC will need to address the outstanding issue of remedies given the D.C. Circuit decision. Delays in the process. It is already time, late, in fact, for the next five-year process to begin. The agency has been uncharacteristically silent on when it will publish notice and comment procedures to set the next rate index, which would be intended to cover rates in effect between July 1, 2026, and June 30, 2031. Ordinarily, the process would be well underway to ensure that FERC could issue an order by the end of this year, allowing sufficient time to consider arguments on rehearing and to allow the industry to plan for and implement the new rates by July 1, 2026. In the past, FERC has permitted a 60-day comment period and a three-week or more reply period following publication of the rate index proposal, with the comment period beginning in June and closing in September, and an order following in December. But according to reginfo.gov, the rate index rulemaking has been under review by the Office of Management and Budgets, OMB, Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs, OIRA, since this spring. In February, President Trump issued an executive order emphasizing the role of the White House in reviewing rulemaking proposals by any independent regulatory agency, such as FERC, before they are issued. The order expanded the role of the OMB director in the review process, necessitating additional consultation with the Executive Office of the President and pre-publication review by OIRA. It is unknown whether the current government shutdown might have caused some additional delay. Assuming FERC permits a similar comment period, it will need to move quickly to develop a record and issue a new rate index so that it can be implemented by pipelines effective July 1, 2026, allowing time for a deliberative process, with FERC allotted some time to finalize an order. Means that a new rate index may not be published until the spring, giving the industry and other affected parties very little time to react, review, and ask for changes if necessary, potentially creating substantial commercial uncertainty in the oil pipeline industry. The ability to adjust the rate index after the fact could also be limited. As we noted above, the D.C. Circuit said in LEPA v. FERC that once a rule carries legal consequences, it cannot be changed without engaging in new notice and comment procedures. For purposes of the current rate index, this date was July 1, 2021, because the pipelines were bound to comply with the new rates and could have been subject to strict enforcement proceedings for failing to comply. Thus, if rehearing procedures are still pending after a new rate index takes effect on July 1, 2026, there are real concerns that FERC will have limited options to revise or adjust the rate index should industry participants persuasively argue that changes are necessary to achieve just and reasonable rates. The uncertainty surrounding FERC's delay in setting the new rate index ripples across the entire market, pipelines, shippers, traders, and the financial institutions that back all market players. For pipeline operators, that uncertainty makes it harder to plan everything from day-to-day maintenance budgets to long-term expansion or greenfield development, potentially putting some projects at risk. You Oughta Know was written by Alanis Morissette and Glenn Ballard. It appears as the second song on Morissette's third studio album, Jagged Little Pill. Released as a single in July 1995, it went to number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart. The song won Grammy Awards for Best Rock Song and Best Female Rock Vocal Performance in 1996. It has been covered by artists such as Beyoncé, Weird Al Yankovic, 1000 Mona Lisas, and Britney Spears. The video for the song received widespread rotation on MTV at the time. A note of trivia on the video is the drummer featured in the band playing in the Mojave Desert scenes is Taylor Hawkins. Hawkins would later go on to fame as the drummer of the Foo Fighters and pass away while on tour with the group in March 2022 at 50. Personnel on the record were Alanis Morissette, vocals, Glenn Ballard, programming, Dave Navarro, Jane's Addiction, guitar, Flea, Red Hot Chili Peppers, bass, Benmont Tench, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, organ, and Matt Locke, AC/DC, drums. Jagged Little Pill was recorded between March 1994 and April 1995 at Westlake Recording Studios and Signet Sound in Los Angeles. Glenn Ballard produced the record and also co-wrote all the songs on the album with Morissette. Released in June 1995, the album went to number 1 on the Billboard Top 200 Albums chart. It has been certified 16X Platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. 6 singles were released from the LP. Jagged Little Pill was made into a Broadway musical in 2019. The show earned 15 Tony Award nominations. Alanis Morissette is a Canadian-American singer, songwriter, record producer, and actress. She has released 10 studio albums, 3 live albums, 6 compilation albums, 2 EPs and 46 singles. She has sold more than 60 million records worldwide. She has appeared in 17 motion pictures, 20 television shows and 4 theatrical productions, and is currently featured in commercials for U.S. Cellular. Morissette has won 1 ASCAP Award, 2 American Music Awards, 1 Brit Award, 2 Billboard Music Awards, 7 Grammy Awards, and 3 MTV Video Music Awards. She released her latest single, a duet with Carly Simon entitled Coming Around Again, in August. She is appearing at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace in Las Vegas until November.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.